This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation to try to come to terms at some of the very, very weird stuff that has recently come out of the White House. And when I say recently, I don't mean just under the Biden administration. There is some very weird stuff in the Trump administration as well, particularly when the other branch of government is being literally physically attacked. And the president is sitting back in the kitchen watching TV and enjoying a cheeseburger and not saying or doing anything. Perspective of someone who has worked at the White House at the crucial job as press secretary, main press spokesman for the president, is Ari Fleischer, who did a tremendous job in the early years of the Bush administration. He is now a Fox News contributor. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer. Ari, great to speak with you. First of all, can we talk a little bit about Cocaine Gate? Can you imagine anything like that happening during your service in the Bush administration?
Hell no. Hell, I can't even imagine it in an administration as sordid as Bill Clinton's. No, and that's one of the reasons, Michael, I am so upset about this story, because I take seriously the sanctity of the White House. I don't like drugs. I don't like drug abuse. I feel bad for people who have drug habits, but I'm not going to make excuses for them. And if anybody brings drugs into the White House, I don't want to hear that the Secret Service can't figure out who it is. I want them to figure out whoever it is and nail them, because you don't do that.
Well, that seems to me to be perfectly logical. The possibility that I was wondering about, is it possible that this was brought in by some kind of drug dealer who was going to the White House as a tourist or to make some delivery, and he put it in that cubbyhole or wherever it was to be picked up later by somebody who worked in the White House?
I'd be shocked. You know, I think that's taking it one layer level too deep. I think it's the simplest explanation as possible, that somebody had it on their body. They're a drug abuser. They forgot. They walked into the White House, and either they were asked to take their things out and put it in the cubby, or they hid it in the cubby for personal use. That's the best guess I have. You know, when the story very first hit, when there was the very first report because of the scanner that was picked up from the D.C. Fire Department that cocaine was found at the White House, I instantly tweeted, if it was found in the old executive office building, it's likely the staff. I should have added, if it's found in the West Wing, it's likely senior staff. And then I added, if it's in the mansion, it's likely Hunter. Well, now we're told that it's at the entrance, the lower West Wing entrance, right off of West Executive Drive, which is an entrance that's used 99 times out of 100 by staff, including a lot of people who work in the Situation Room, and a lot of the staff who works in the old Executive Office Building who are cleared enough to walk into the West Wing. It's staff. It's not what the White House has led us to believe, a heavily trafficked area for White House guests. So I'm also worried about the White House, forget Hunter for a second, that the White House is trying to protect their own staffers by making a false and create an impression that this is somehow some guest who walked into the White House.
Some of the press indicating that Hunter over the weekend was with his family in Camp David, that he wasn't physically there, it does seem that the consensus is shaping up that it is most likely some member of the staff. Do you buy that proposition?
I do, because first of all, Hunter is in the mansion, and it's a physically distinct area. It's two separate buildings, really, connected by an outdoor portico. And if he's got a stash he's trying to get rid of, he's going to get rid of it somewhere in that gigantic mansion. He went to walk across the portico into the West Wing, where he's always accompanied by Secret Service agents, and then hide his stash. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's, what does make sense is, you know, when somebody admits to being a heavy crack and cocaine user, and then you find cocaine at the guy's father's house or office, it's only logical to first think, well, it's probably the heavy crack and cocaine user. But I've got to say, in fairness, it doesn't seem like the facts in this instance, because of where it was found, would point to Hunter.
In terms of the Bush administration, which you served, and it seems so mild by comparison, both of the president's daughters, I believe, had problems with driving under the influence. And both were...
No, the president did and the vice president did. They both had DUIs. The daughters, one daughter, the daughter who was at school at the University of Texas, she was actually set up at a bar, served alcohol, underage drinking, like college students will do. And she was instantly arrested for it. That happened to her. It was underage drinking.
Yeah, and again, that was not what we're talking about now. With Hunter, there are so many complications. Do you think this has the ability to seriously impact the election in 2024? The misdeeds and the low character, and certainly the low character seems to be applicable to Hunter Biden.
You know, what I think could affect the election is anything involving the president's word, not his children's word, but the president's word. So when the president denied that he ever knew about his son's business dealings, and now we see that the president lied about that, yeah, I think that has implications, because why is the president lying? If it can be demonstrably proven that the president received money from his child or his brother's business dealings in China or in Russia, and then... what influence is the president under as a result of that? Why didn't we know about it until later? I think that could have impact. I do draw the line between the terrible behavior of family members and the behavior of the president, because the people elect the president, they don't elect the family. You may think it's bad, it's inappropriate, it's hypocritical, all of which is true for Joe Biden, but I don't think the American people are going to vote on that basis.
Sorry, all right. To say it, in terms of people voting... in the GOP field right now, especially with some of the problems of Governor DeSantis, who do you think is likely to get a bounce soon to be a serious rival to President Trump?
Someone's going to emerge. And I don't yet rule out DeSantis. I think he's had a terrible spring training, but the game is really only in the second inning right now. We're going to very quickly, starting with the August debate and then to September, October, November, be toward the end of the game. I mean, it's going to be the 5th, 6th, 7th, and you better be in good shape when Iowa and New Hampshire comes along. So I don't rule DeSantis out, but I think Tim Scott is really picking up support. I think Nikki Haley is doing a fine job out there as well. So those are the principal names. The governor of North Dakota, Burgum, intrigues me because he's a relatively new name on the national scene, and because he's a billionaire, he can certainly buy his way into the conversation. So I do think that the I like Donald Trump, but is there somebody better wing of the Republican Party has not fully vetted this yet, and they're not scheduled to fully vet it until Iowa and New Hampshire.
And do you think that President Trump might have special vulnerability as a candidate?
Who might have vulnerability?
President Trump.
Yes, I do, especially in a general election. He can definitely win the general election, especially if it's against Joe Biden. But I do think it's a fair question to say who's the Republican's strongest candidate who there's no question would destroy Joe Biden. In the Republican primary, Trump is by far the front runner, but there's always an alternative. Somebody always emerges, and Trump very well may spank that person who emerges, and it's a far gap between number one and number two. But number two could also make it a fair race.
That's Ari Fleischer, a Fox News contributor, former White House press secretary. We'll be back with more on some amazing fundraising politically by one of the Republican candidates. Which one? We'll tell you.
The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Michael Medved Show, there is a national fundraising bit of news. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, yeah, him, you remember him, his campaign said it raised $20 million in the second quarter. even though he only launched his presidential run on May 24th. Never Back Down, the super PAC supporting DeSantis' campaign, said it hauled in another $130 million since it formed in early March. Although most of this likely came from the Florida governor's old state committee, which transferred $82.5 million to the super PAC in May. This is a great deal of money. And yes, money is, as has been said, the mother's milk of politics. It's obviously very important. But can this make up for the mistakes, one after another, that Governor DeSantis has made? I do think it's a mistake for him to try to label President Trump as pro-gay or as pro-LGBTQ, and it's a serious matter because he has put out a super PAC ad decrying Trump's ties to the LGBT community. He actually spoke about it being interviewed by Tommy Lahren and Governor DeSantis seemed to hold his ground on those accusations. This is clip three.
What do you say, what was the intent of that video? And it was not put out by you, but it was put out by an account linked to you. What's your response to all the backlash?
I mean, I think, you know, identifying Donald Trump as really being a pioneer in injecting gender ideology into the mainstream where he was having men compete against women in his beauty pageants, I think that's totally fair game because he's now campaigning saying the opposite, that he doesn't think that you should have men competing in women's things like athletics. And so we've been very clear on it, that we believe in protecting the rights of our girls and the rights of women athletes to be able to participate with fairness and with integrity. And ultimately, when you talk about some of the gender ideology that's being unleashed in this country, in the state of Florida, we are fighting back against that, clearly in schools. But I think even beyond that, it's just a fundamental issue of, you know, what role, I think it's an attack on women's rights more broadly to say that gender is fluid. And I also think it's an attack on the truth itself. When they take a swimmer who swam on the men's team for 3 years and then switches to the women's team and they say that's the women's swim national champion, we know not only does that violate the opportunities for the other women swimmers, but we also know that that's a lie. It's not true. And I think there's value in making sure our society is rooted in truth and not in social fads.
Does that sound like a winning proposition? I think most Americans agree with him. This American agrees with him. I don't believe that labeling someone who is transgendered as now any gender you want for purposes of athletic competition or for beauty pageants or for advertising light beer. Just ask people how popular it was for Bud Light. It didn't really work. There was a report on CNN on the impressive fundraising numbers for DeSantis. This is clip 11.
Some new numbers from Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis are impressive.
Yeah, these are really impressive numbers. So they just released them. It's $20 million in the second quarter for the DeSantis campaign. You have to keep in mind, this is not just quarter two numbers the entire quarter. He only announced in late May. So right, you're looking at about 6 weeks here and getting $20 million. Obviously, that is less than the $35 million that the Trump campaign said that they raised during this period. But I will tell you, just moments ago, we heard from a source inside the Never Back Down PAC who said that they have raised $130 million, again, this is DeSantis' PAC, since they launched in March. That is a huge number, Boris.
And the problem for the CNN panel is, okay, he has plenty of money. What is he doing with it, and how will it save his floundering campaign? This is clip two.
We have learned from the DeSantis campaign that they have raised $20 million in the 6 weeks or so since he has entered the race. That came after we learned Trump raised about $35 million. That's a lot of money for DeSantis, $20 million in those 6 weeks. But he has had a series of missteps on the campaign trail. Is that enough to make up for it?
Well, and you add it to what he brought into the race from Florida. He's got plenty of money to communicate. I mean, you know, the higher you climb in these campaigns, the less money matters. Do you have enough to communicate? Do you have enough to operate? Obviously, he does. Obviously, Trump does. I worry about the rest of the campaigns having enough money to and oxygen to last.
Ron DeSantis has one singular problem. It's the more that people meet him, the less they like him. I compare him.
Florida excluded?
Florida excluded, probably. And I think many people in Florida, once they actually, he didn't have to run a campaign. I mean, you and I could have beaten Charlie Crist. That's a whole nother story. But Ron DeSantis is not a very likable politician. He does not do well in retail politics. People like his policy, I think. Certain people like his policy. They just don't like the person.
And then this is the latest from a controversial DeSantis ad. It's an ad featuring his wife, Corey DeSantis. It's called Mamas for DeSantis, clip 6.
In America, we've witnessed a lot and put up with enough.
You guys gotta go.
We've been forced into silence. Into compliance. Told that we must trust the science.
Indoor and outdoor venues should be closed.
We've been told that we must deny truth, back down, and look the other way. Enough is enough. When you come after our kids, we fight back. Because there's nothing we won't do to protect our children. They're not yours.
These are our kids.
Our nation's children are all our children.
We will not allow you to exploit their innocence to advance your agenda. We are no longer silent. We are united. And we have finally found our fighter.
We finally find our fighter. That introduces the voice of Ron DeSantis. We'll play you the rest of that ad. What's interesting about this is the Mamas for DeSantis. You may remember when Sarah Palin was a viable national politician, she used the description of mama bears. She was looking for mama grizzlies to come out and again fight for home and children. Is this going to turn things around for DeSantis? And what is the likely response from President Trump? It is something to meditate on. We'll be right back with the rest of the Mamas for DeSantis message.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Southern Arizona and Southern Florida are under excessive heat warnings. Parts of the Sunshine State could see record-breaking temperatures over the next few days. The northern portion of Arizona is under several warnings caused by the dry conditions. NBC's Emily Kita.
You already can feel that oppressive heat. Some cities will see temperatures up to 13 degrees above average today.
The chair of the House Oversight Committee wants to look into White House security procedures after a small bag of cocaine was found. Kentucky Republican James Comer requested a briefing from the head of the Secret Service by the end of next week. Comer called the incident unacceptable and shameful. The number one pick in this year's NBA draft is making his debut tonight with the San Antonio Spurs. French basketball prodigy Victor Wembanyama is a breath of fresh air for a team that won just 22 games last year. Dave Collins, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On the Michael Medved show, the Mamas for DeSantis. This is not a new singing group like the Mamas and Papas. It is the theme of an ad. It's a new viral internet ad posted by the Don't Back Down, Never Back Down, a super PAC for Ron DeSantis, which has just reported a tremendous amount of money. Now, most of that money, $80 million, was money he had already raised in his race for Florida. He didn't need it to win a landslide. He won in a walk. But he's coming up with this basic theme of they're coming to take our children. They are coming to take our children, and who is going to defend them? We have finally found a fighter, the ad says, to defend our children from whoever they are. And there's more in that ad featuring the voice of Governor DeSantis at a rally. This is clip 7.
We're not going to let you impose an agenda on our kids. We're going to stand up for our kids.
We do for America what he did for us in Florida. Schools open. Parents' rights defended. School choice universal. Critical race theory prohibited. DEI stopped. Child mutilation illegal. Girls' sports saved. Communities protected. Our economy growing. And freedom guaranteed.
But winning the fight in Florida is just the beginning. We must protect parents' rights and the innocent of our children. We must restore sanity in our society. We need every mama and every grandmama in every corner of the country to stand up and fight back by electing Ron DeSantis, President of the United States of America.
That, of course, is Cori DeSantis, who is the wife of the candidate. She was a very successful TV newscaster, and there are many people who are watching the two of them, and watch the two of them appear on stage together, and suggest that she ought to be the candidate. I remember a Republican who had the same experience. His name was Bob Dole, whose wife, Libby Dole, who later, of course, was a U.S. Senator from North Carolina, she was, and a cabinet secretary, she was a far more impressive and telegenic than Senator Dole. Senator Dole was a great guy. I had the opportunity of getting to know him a little bit, and he was brilliant and very funny and is a great American hero. I think he's a conservative hero. But he just, in terms of running against Bill Clinton, yes, it seemed that it could work better with someone else. I remember there was a cover of National Review when they had just about selected, when Bob Dole had basically won the nomination in 1996 against a score of other major names. Lamar Alexander was one of the serious candidates for a nomination. And remember, that was also, well, that was a year where you had Ross Perot was running again as an independent candidate. In any event, the point being that the fact that people say so frequently that the problem for Ron DeSantis is the better people get to know him, the less they like him. I'm not sure that you take care of that by emphasizing their coming after our children theme. The one thing about that you can contrast Ron DeSantis, who seems to have an exemplary and very conventional family relationship with his kids and his wife and one wife. And President Trump, it's more complicated. And there's another candidate, the Vice President of the United States, former Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, that has launched its own super PAC ad attacking Trump. And this one not for allowing beauty pageant contests where men, transgendered women, as they are called, would be allowed or encouraged to participate. This involves President Trump and his relationships with some of the worst dictators in the world. Here's the pro-Pence super PAC attack on President Donald Trump. Listen.
America doesn't stand with thugs and dictators. We confront them. Or at least, we used to.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
There can be no room in the leadership of the Republican Party for apologists for Putin. There can only be room for champions of freedom.
Committed to America PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Okay, they have another one that involves President Trump and some of the very kind things that he has said, and it's not just images of the two men together, about Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea. And this calls to light part of the situation as it exists right now, is that the general conventional wisdom has been the more candidates there are in opposition to Trump, the stronger Trump becomes, because they will all split the vote of the opposition, and meanwhile, Trump's base is unshakable. But if you have DeSantis, and maybe Nikki Haley, and maybe Tim Scott, and yes, Mike Pence, and a whole host of others, probably including Vivek Ramaswamy, who has committed $100 million to his own campaign, if they all join in raising some of the questions about President Trump, does that mean that he is beyond criticism, that people will not even think about the fact that he might not be the strongest candidate for Republicans? Speaking of strong candidates for different political parties, what's extraordinary here is that people are finally coming to grips, it seems, on the Democratic side with the idea that Robert Kennedy is a serious threat. There is a piece today that appeared in the New York Times that looks at Robert Kennedy and his infatuation with preposterous conspiracy theories and gives a whole list of those conspiracy theories that he endorses. Now, does that end up helping President Biden? Well, not particularly, but again, and it might even win some people on the right who actually look with more sympathy at some of the conspiracy theories that Robert F. Kennedy has been involved with. And it's not just vaccinations. It has to do with questions like the Kennedy assassinations. And there's a lengthy piece about Robert F. Kennedy and what his campaign means and how his campaign would really be impossible except for the fact that there are so many Americans who believe that there were conspiracies that actually are associated with the assassination of his father in 1968 and his uncle in 1963. The idea that it's from that time onward we seem to be taking conspiracy theories more seriously. There's a conspiracist who just died, who actually believed that John Kennedy and his son, John Jr., are both still alive. We will get to that and to more surprises coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, part of the news that you probably haven't heard too much about, but it's, I think, important, and it's worth coming to terms with, is the news about the death of Michael Protzman. Now, who the heck, you may ask, is Michael Protzman? He has identified it in the Dallas Morning News as the leader of the Dallas QAnon group, who died after a crash in Minnesota. And they write in the Dallas Morning News, Michael Brian Protzman, the leader of a QAnon-centric group who brought hundreds of followers, it was actually thousands, to Dallas to await the supposed resurrection of long-dead President John F. Kennedy and his son, tearing countless families apart in the process, died following a crash last month, according to authorities in Minnesota. Protzman was 60, according to a death report obtained by Vice News. Protzman died of blunt force injuries after losing control of a dirt bike on June 23rd, 1 week before his death. In other words, he was injured, and then he lingered, and then he died. Originally from Washington State, I'm embarrassed to say, Protzman convinced possibly thousands of people to uproot their lives and leave their families to come to Dallas in 2021 under the belief that John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in Dallas in 1963, and his son, who died in a plane crash in 1999, would reveal themselves to be alive, would help usher in the reinstatement of Donald Trump as president. Of course, the Kennedys, both father and son, would have been huge fans of Trump, no question. And commence a storm of military tribunals and executions of prominent Democrats and celebrities who Protzman's followers baselessly believed were involved in the sexual abuse of millions of children. Those predictions did not come to pass. No, John Kennedy did not show up. John Kennedy Jr. did not show up. They were unavailable. They had a previous engagement. Protzman and his followers, though, were not dissuaded. For several months, they lived relatively lavishly in Dallas, where many of them stayed at the Hyatt Regency downtown. The group frequently wore T-shirts bearing the faces of Kennedy Jr., who they believed would become vice president under the new Trump administration. Okay, does this mean that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. should be the vice presidential choice for Donald J. Trump? Anyone who thinks that's a good idea, you can call 1-800-955-1776. The followers of Protsman attended a Rolling Stones concert and a Trump appearance in Dallas and frequently held vigils on the grassy knoll in Dealey Plaza, where Kennedy was killed in 1963, expecting him and his son to reveal themselves at any moment. They also predicted other dead figures, including Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, and Princess Diana, would be resurrected. Protsman began gaining a following on Telegram, a messaging application during the COVID-19 pandemic. A central component of his belief system is the use of a version of Gematria, a coded language. This is part of Hebraic tradition. Please don't blame us. Gematria is a real thing for understanding the Bible, but what it means is that every Hebrew letter has a numerical value. And so, according to the article about Protsman, a coded language that assigns numbers to names and words, his online followers numbering in the many thousands called him negative 48. The belief that a new Trump administration would help set off a series of events leading to the arrests and executions of prominent Democrats and celebrities is a tenet of the QAnon conspiracy theory. The FBI has warned of the potential danger for QAnon adherents to take part in real-world violence. And QAnon followers have been accused of murder. A California father said the QAnon conspiracy led him to kill his two children in 2021. Experts who follow QAnon and other extremist movements said in 2021 that Protsman's emergence took them by surprise. The way in which he was able to translate an online following into real-world gathering was novel and unique, said one who described Protsman's group as undeniably a cult. And they then quote various people who feel that the late Mr. Protsman completely had ruined their lives. The latest claim that he had was that after Trump is elected, he will reveal that Trump is actually John Kennedy Jr. I'm not kidding. This is all part of what is being put forward. Now, what does this have to do with Robert F. Kennedy? He's appealing to the same state of mind. There's a piece in the New York Times today, and it says, promoting falsehoods, Kennedy makes claims on the campaign trail. And it says he has promoted a conspiracy theory that coronavirus vaccines were developed in order to control people via microchips. He has endorsed the false notion that antidepressants are linked to school shootings. And he has pushed the decades-old theory that the CIA killed his uncle, former President John F. Kennedy, and probably his father, Senator Robert Kennedy. But as voters express discontent at a likely rematch between President Biden and former President Donald J. Trump, Mr. Kennedy has garnered as much as 20% of the vote in recent Democratic primary polling. And then they give a list of five of the many baseless claims Mr. Kennedy has peddled in the campaign trail and beyond. He has falsely linked vaccines to various medical conditions. Number two, he has made baseless claims about a connection between gender dysphoria and chemical exposure. That is, claiming that people who are transgendered have been exposed to certain malevolent chemicals. He has falsely linked antidepressants to school shootings. He has said that Republicans stole the 2004 presidential elections. And at the end, they put in the New York Times, that was the election between Kerry and Bush. Kerry never claimed that he had won, but Robert Kennedy Jr. did, despite the fact that Mr. Bush defeated Mr. Kerry by a margin of 35 electoral votes nationally. He carried Ohio and its 20 electoral votes by more than 118,000 ballots. The Times reported in 2004 that a glitch in an electronic Ohio voting machine added 3,893 votes to Mr. Bush's tally. To Mr. Bush's tally! That error was caught in preliminary vote counts, officials said. But the event, along with other voting controversies nationwide, spurred widespread questions about election integrity that caught traction with people like Mr. Kennedy. Mr. Kerry, however, conceded the race a day after the election. The other conspiracy, of course, that Robert F. Kennedy has been associated with is he has bolstered a conspiracy theory that the CIA assassinated his uncle. Mr. Kennedy has long promoted a conspiracy theory that the CIA killed his uncle, President John Kennedy. He claimed without evidence during a Fox News interview with Sean Hannity in May that Alan Dulles, a CIA director fired by President Kennedy, helped cover up evidence of the organization's involvement when he served on the Warren Commission, convened in 1963 to investigate the Kennedy assassination. Referencing a House committee inquiry in 1976, he said most of the people in that investigation believed it was the CIA that was behind it because the evidence was so overwhelming to them. But even that investigation flatly concluded the CIA was not involved. So basically, what is the deal? And part of the deal is not being able to see how fortunate we are in this country. And which is why they're coming to take our children. Who are they talking about? Who is the they who are coming to take our children, to steal our children? Is this all the idea that the children are being groomed, that they're being deliberately turned into people who are unsure whether I'm a boy or a girl, or people who are unsure whether I'm attracted to boys or girls? Look, do I believe that that is something that should be guarded against and has no role in public education? No, I don't believe that public education should be used for propaganda. But the idea that either Ron DeSantis or Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to somehow miraculously turn this around and expose all this wrongdoing, I think it's unhealthy. And it's not a way to political success that can actually benefit.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit Ka'anapaliResort.com. That's KaAnapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.